This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're in the hustle and bustle of Edinburgh as RNIB launch their floral clock to commemorate 200 years of Braille. And we're joined by James Adams, head of RNIB Scotland. Hi, James.
Good afternoon.
So it's a beautiful sunny day. There's lots of people out here. How are you feeling about the launch of the clock?
Oh, it's fabulous. We're all absolutely delighted with the clock. It's a wonderful thing to have happened to celebrate 200 years of the invention of Braille. And we're absolutely delighted that Lord Provost of Edinburgh has come to officially open it today. And we've been really pleased with the amount of passers-by and tourists that have just come down to take part in the event. It's been an absolutely fabulous day.
And it's really beautiful. It's huge as well, which is great. And lots of people, tourists passing by, will see this, see RNIB's name, see Braille. But what stands out to you most about the clock?
Well, it's the world's oldest floral clock. It was built, I think it was in 1904, and it's made up of 35,000 flowers have been used putting it all together. So it's got bright green in the middle for the clock and the RNIB sort of emblem, and it's surrounded by a wonderful red colour, which we were told in a few weeks, once the summer gets going, it'll be really vibrant and it'll be built to see from quite a distance. The backdrop to it is that you can look across the clock up towards the crag where Edinburgh Castle is, over Princess Street Gardens. So it really is a wonderful spectacle, and it's a really good opportunity for RNIB to really get across the message about Braille and about accessibility. Edinburgh is obviously a sort of global tourist destination, so it just means that we're getting the message out far and wide. So for instance, people were to go on some of the social media pages like Facebook for Edinburgh, you can see the clock has been put up by local residents and by the sort of civic authorities, and there's so many likes and comments, thousands and thousands of people have engaged with it, and we're just so very pleased.
And what future projects in the next few months are you really excited to bring to Edinburgh and Scotland as RNIB Scotland as well?
Well, we're just about going to be opening our new community facility in Edinburgh in August. So we're going to have a community cafe for blind and farsighted people and the wider community. And we're going to really use it as an opportunity to engage the sort of Edinburgh Civic Society to try and get across messages about blind and farsighted people, and also actually be able to influence and change people's attitudes about blind and farsighted people.
Well, thank you so much, James Adams. I'll leave you to listen to the bagpipes, but enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.